This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
So my name's Kevin Groom. I'm the founder of Pika9, and we're the makers of Campaign Drive. Campaign Drive is a distributed DAM that we have been working on and building specifically for the needs of organizations that have very large networks of marketing partners, franchisees, resellers, dealers, and the like. And I'm the founder of the company. I supervise the development of the product and its transformation from over 200 unique DAM implementations over the course of our early years into what is now a true SaaS platform, so a true cloud-based SaaS DAM. For those of you who aren't familiar with DAM as an acronym, it stands for Digital Asset Management. So DAM is an industry that has been around for a long, long time, actually. It started its life, I think, in the early 90s, and it became kind of a sleepy place, but it grew up and is experiencing what I would call a renaissance, really in the past 5 to 10 years, and it's become the system of record for digital assets of all kinds, marketing, product, and beyond. So that's what I mean when I say DAM.
Kevin, how are you involved with user adoption?
That's a great question. As the chief evangelist now for Campaign Drive, and I really have a luxury that I think a lot of our customers don't often have, and that is I get to look at the usage data. I spend a lot of time every day looking at what types of users are coming into the DAM, what kinds of searches they're doing, and what kinds of downloads or dynamic document generations, that's a big part of Campaign Drive, are they executing once they've found something in their search that really meets their needs. So I spend time on that at a level of detail that I think many of our administrators don't have the time for, because they're busy, really, creating new marketing concepts, ideas, executions, and campaigns. And what that gives me the opportunity to do is pattern detect. I've found very often that we see patterns in our user communities that are very unique to the kind of company they are, the kind of structure, franchisee or dealer or reseller, and very often the kind of content. So my job, what I'm doing with user adoption, is detecting those patterns and then trying to share them, both with my audience, you know, more generally as kind of an advocate for DAM, but also specifically with our customer success folks so that they can point toward what's working and help the administrators to make that, to pick up on that success. And what's interesting about that, I think, is that there's a disconnect often between the administrators of a DAM and the end users of a DAM that neither side can really see. So I like to think that my job is to try to identify patterns in that gap so that the two sides can understand each other better. What that means is that administrators tag their assets and organize their assets with greater empathy to the end users, and the end users actually end up with a little bit more empathy themselves, and that's something that I think builds slowly, but I hope if we do our job right, it builds and builds over time.
Kevin, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
So let's start with the successes first, to be an optimist. We have seen with large enterprises, when the connection between those administrators who are uploading a great many assets and those users in the field who are trying to access them, when that connection is made properly, we often see a stair step up and to the right from a 1 month to 3 month to 6 month cycle where you will see user adoption rise kind of inexorably. And you'll see that each and every time, no matter what time frame you look at, this year or last year or the year before. So we know that widespread and deep adoption of DAM is possible. We don't have to expect users to continue to run, do end runs around our systems or create their own little private Idahos. We can achieve adoption. We've seen it in large-scale enterprises, and we've seen it when they devote themselves to that process. When they make user adoption a priority, not an afterthought, we see that it is eminently achievable. There's a couple points I'd make about it, and I think this is probably part and parcel of what every DAM expert will say. A controlled vocabulary is, I believe, one of the most important steps to it, to successful adoption. And then frequent updates of the DAM with announcements about the marketing. I always say to our users, you've got to market your marketing. And if you do that, if you stick to the disciplines of a controlled vocabulary, and if you take pride in the way the library is building and share that pride and those announcements with your users, Near 100% adoption is, in my view, not a pipe dream. I think it's achievable. So what's the biggest challenge? That's the second side. I believe it's this, that many of our dam administrators did not start their life as dam administrators. They began their life in the creative field very often, in the strategy field, and they have a natural tendency to see creative and strategy assignments as the hardest and biggest part of their day. Trying to find time in between their ears, you know, space in between their ears for the really important part of organizing a dam and having that kind of empathy for users, that's been the biggest challenge. Because it sometimes just doesn't sit well. And what we find when we look into our customer communities, there are people almost like a natural predilection for being a librarian and taking the kind of care with a library that it really needs. And when you find that champion, this is what I always say to our customer success teams, hang on to them, work with them, invest yourself in them, because everything you transfer to them will just be a force multiplier for the success of the dam in the years ahead. But the biggest challenge is to find those champions, and not just at the implementation level. Often, you've got to find somebody at the funding and the financing level who understands the potential of dam and is willing to invest in it and knows that it's going to grow organically over time. It's not just going to spring up like a mushroom overnight.
Kevin, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
So the first thing I would say is find a gateway set of assets. With every organization that we work with, we see, you know, fast changing markets and the need to be nimble and react. That's often a real challenge for large enterprises, particularly who can be challenged by the need to be nimble. But I say take that challenge and turn it into a virtue, because your users in the field are looking for those of the moment assets that will help them respond to competitive threats or to opportunities. So find gateway assets and publicize the heck out of them. When you do that, make sure, as I said before, that you've got a firm, controlled vocabulary foundation underneath you. Make sure, if, for instance, you're in the hospitality industry, that you organize your vocabulary according to the terms that make sense for you and your industry specifically. Start with the Dublin core, as they say, if you like, but tailor those that vocabulary and that execution to your industry specifically, and then show the most important of the moment assets frequently and at the top. From that, by showing people what assets they need right now, you'll begin to make access to the dam a muscle memory. Second thing, never forget that the competition doesn't go away. We've been working in a couple of our environments where we've seen dams that are now entering their second or even third decade of life. And even so, we find drop boxes cropping up and box relationships cropping up and shared communities. There are always folks who are looking to erode the central repository and create their own fiefdoms. What I say to those is don't police them. Empower them by using the dam rather than their own technology, because I don't think that users really want to remember 16 different passwords. The cropping up of competitive threats, if you will, to your internal dam is usually a sign that there's something wrong. So use these opportunities to find out what's wrong and demonstrate how the platform, the shared repository, the single source of truth really can be the most convenient way to get the job done. And be open. You know, that's the last thing I would say. Don't hide in your office. There's a group of folks, and I count myself among them, who think of DAM as a passion. And because it's a passion, we tend to develop our own language. And because we develop our own language, we get a little bit isolated from our end user community. Fight hard against that. Remain empathetic to the user community, and you'll avoid, you'll be able to find and converse with folks who are trying to do an end run around the dam. And you'll also build trust that you're not just there to be a cop. You're there to be an assistant. That's a humble position, I know, but here's a really important thing to remember. DAM more and more is becoming the hub from which many, many marketing systems extend. So that's my last piece of advice. Don't think of yourself as standalone. Think of yourself as a source for many different systems and be ready and open to the possibility of integrations and user experiences that you may not have envisioned at first, but that could be a great proof of ROI for your dam going forward. So think of yourself as kind of being the watering hole to which all different, you know, communities will come, and be open to making those connections, even if it takes a little spade work, you know, even if there's a little construction dust. Those integrations are a sign of the health of the system overall.
And Kevin, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Sure. So if you go to medium.com, I've been posting there in what's called the Brand Content Workshop. So go to medium.com and search for Distributed DAM, all capital D-A-M, Distributed DAM. And you should find an article there where I've drawn upon recent data that we've gathered from about 2 million DAM transactions, excuse me, over the past 18 months or so. And from that, we boiled out some really interesting points, and I hope practical points, about user adoption and optimizing that. And then the other thing I would say is, if you're interested, I am now working on a new thing that some of my friends in the DAM community are skeptical about, and that's an ROI calculator, an industry-specific ROI calculator. It's early days, so this would be sort of a beta or even an alpha kind of thing, but send me an email at kgroom@pikeandine.com, and I would be happy to share with you an early version of the calculator to see if it makes sense for your business. Here's what I can tell you from early returns. Adoption numbers and an emphasis on brand equity, those two variables, depending on how you feel about those things, they seem to be strong triggers for demonstrating a really solid business case for a distributed DAM. I'm not ready to say it's scientific yet. It takes members of the community. But if you'd be interested, I'd be delighted to work with you.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.